Good morning and welcome to Sonoma County Focus. My name is Michelle Marquis. And in studio with me is Lisa Carreño. She is the president and CEO of United Way of the Wine Country. Thank you so much for being here.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me.
So we've been through a tough time.
We have.
It has not been fun the last couple of weeks. But the United Way of Wine Country has really stepped forward to offer some important services to our community to help us get through all of this. So let's talk a little bit about how the United Way of the Wine Country step forward to help people who are impacted both by power outages from PG&E as well as the Kincaid fire.
Right. Well, we've stepped forward in two pretty critical ways, I think. First, United Way of the Wine Country is the local administrator for 211 Sonoma County. So starting Wednesday, the 23rd of October, we had staff working as the 211 liaison to get up-to-date, accurate information to the 211 call center. And we were actually working in the Emergency Operations Center overnight and all day long. We had rotating shifts of staff doing that and communicating in real time by text, by phone, and by email with a shared Google Doc with the call center, which we've engaged, and we're still participating in debriefings on a daily basis. So we've moved from evacuation and that emergency, and there were literally 1,500 plus calls just about evacuation.
Wow.
Because in the early hours, early days, there was a lot of confusion about whether or not people were evacuated. And then there were, you know, over 1,000 calls around where to go.
Right.
Where was the shelter? And where do you get other support and services? Road closures was a big area of need. Lots and lots and lots of people calling about wanting to evacuate with their pets.
Right.
So fortunately, one of the key learnings from the last fires in 2017 was we need for the shelters to be pet friendly. So all of the shelters were pet friendly.
Oh, wow. I didn't even
know
that.
So people were able to evacuate with their domestic small animals.
Right.
And people were evacuated. I want to say we had over 3,300 people who were sheltered in southern Sonoma County, in Marin, in Napa, in Sacramento, Alameda, San Francisco.
Wow.
So we had a lot of questions about shelter, where to go, small animal shelter with people, and then also large animal evacuation. And I'm on the board of Forget Me Not Farm, so I was texting with Carol Rathman, the founder of Forget Me Not Farm, and our staff while they were being evacuated. All the animals at Forget Me Not Farm were evacuated to a safe place, and getting support from Sonoma CART. Which is a large animal rescue organization. So we had lots and lots of people calling about large animal rescue as well. Lots of folks calling because they were medically, physically compromised and or frail, elderly, and needed transportation support. So I know on the first day that I was working in the EOC, I was spending a lot of time with a gentleman named Kent Coxon, who was personally making those calls and those arrangements on behalf of the county to help people get evacuated. So that role that we had in the EOC and the role that we had in the planning before we got to that point, we became the administrator officially on July 1st.
And we've had, you didn't have that much time.
No, we haven't had a lot of time. Yeah. We were working on a transition for 6 months. And so we have been involved with these conversations over a much longer period of time, but especially over these last 4 months, we have been really learning as we go. So that was a critical area of need and support that United Way of the Wine Country provided. And we're really grateful to be right in the center of of everything so that we could provide the most important and up-to-date information as quickly as possible.
And I think that's also really important that we had that distinction between what is an like immediate emergency that would require a 911 call and what is something where you could reach out to 211, because people in the situation we found ourselves in just were really needing help. And to know that you didn't necessarily have to call 911. You could call another resource to help you get through. I'm sure made it a lot easier for our dispatchers to handle things and really to coordinate the emergency efforts in a more streamlined way.
Absolutely. I think one of the other things that helped us a lot is we had texting capability this time that we did not have in 2017.
Yeah.
So we had over almost 6,300 unique texts to SoCo Disaster. And those push texts made it possible for us to get a lot of information to a lot of people really quickly, really timely. So bringing that advanced technology to the table was I think a huge help.
Yeah. Can I ask you how many people, actual bodies, are working those phone lines?
So we've engaged a Ventura-based call center that is providing 211 call center services for over 20 counties in California.
Oh, wow. Okay.
The organization is called Interfaith Children and Family Services. In fact, yesterday, the California Public Utilities Commission awarded Interfaith Children and Family Services emergency 211 service contracts for several counties that do not currently have 211 services at all.
Okay.
They are pros. They are real pros.
Yeah.
And to tell you the truth, I don't know exactly how many call center staff they were engaging, because they have staff in the call centers. They have staff working remotely. And during high volume periods during our fire crisis, we were engaging call centers from outside of the state of California to provide them support.
Wow.
It's hugely helpful, impactful for United Way of the Wine Country's 211 Sonoma County to be a part of this statewide network, and in fact to be a part of this national network, because now we've got this backup.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Wow. So many resources. And you mentioned a little bit having Google Docs. That's amazing. So that was very then easy for people to access wherever they were.
Well, so the
call center.
The call center staff were communicating with us in a number of different ways. But the Google Doc was like the heart and soul of where the information was. And each time we were hearing about a unique need that really required building out a new sheet, our staff who were working, the United Way of the Wine Country staff who were working in the Emergency Operations Center just took it upon themselves to do that.
That's
so
amazing.
You know, I know we added sheets about animal evacuation, about community resources and support, about transportation. There were lots and lots of people, because the power outages and the gas outages were so significant and for such a long period of time, there was lots of need for food and meals.
Right, yeah.
And so I know one evening I was working on coming up with a list of where the pantries and getting that to the 211 staff. And then we were texting and emailing, and you know, no sooner did we send information was their staff updating the Google Doc if our staff hadn't done it.
That's amazing.
So, and it was especially critical around the shelter situation, because shelters were filling up, reaching capacity, and so we could keep track of real time that information in real time too.
Yeah,
it was a powerful paradigm shift from the 211. Challenges, because they were just really under-resourced and overwhelmed by the huge magnitude of what happened in 2017,
right,
to what we were able to do this time.
Yeah,
and I'm sure we'll be learning. I'm very anxious to hear from 911 what their experience was this time. I've heard from the Human Services Department and the Health Services Department that the many, many calls that their staff was getting dropped significantly over the 2017 volume, because 211 was being messaged by everybody. Call 211.
Exactly.
And so what they were able to focus on was what was really a part of their emergency response, mm-hmm. and less about this information and referral
need. Yeah, an amazing resource, and thank goodness we had time. You had time to prepare and get ready for that.
Indeed, yeah. Indeed, we're grateful we had it.
I'm talking with Lisa Carreño. She is the president CEO of United Way of the Wine Country. So let's talk then a little bit. We've gotten past some of those immediate emergencies that we were dealing with, mm-hmm. with the power outages, with the Kincade fire. What then kind of role did United Way of the Wine Country take on?
So while we were in the earliest days of the fire, we decided we were going to stand up an emergency relief and recovery fund. Mm-hmm. So we launched that on quietly on our website on the Saturday of the fire, the first Saturday, the 26th. And we've been receiving gifts from individuals through our website for the last couple of weeks. We've received over $47,000 in gifts from individuals through the website. Mm-hmm. We've received probably close to two or three times that through institutional and corporate gifts. So I was here earlier in the week for an interview with Daniel, mm-hmm. And shared with him that the Golden State Warriors Foundation had made a gift to the fund the night before, $10,000.
Wow.
We've been in communication with an online organization called Global Giving that is anticipating making a similar gift. Another organization called Compass Care, and Golden One Credit Union, among others. The fund launched with an initiating gift from the Community Foundation, Sonoma County, mm-hmm. And was among a few sort of high impact emergency grants that they made from their resilience fund. Mm-hmm. They're still staying pretty laser focused on mid and long term recovery,
right?
But they have made a few high impact emergency grants, and ours was one of them. So we're still raising money. I think all together now we have raised over $150,000. And have made a couple of immediate grants. There were grants that needed to be made last week to Corazon Healdsburg, mm-hmm. which needed support for its translation services for indigenous communities, and also for data entry. They've received over 5,200 applications for emergency support, okay. from families. So we made those grants. We also purchased gift cards for 70 high need clients of in-home support services, mm-hmm. And we're prioritizing a number of grants that I think we'll be making later today.
Oh, wow.
I'm not able to announce what those
sure,
are right now,
sure. Yeah.
But we'll be making a number of additional grants later today.
That's amazing that this response can happen so quickly.
Yeah.
I mean, usually things, you know, you're waiting weeks, months, that sort of thing before mm-hmm. anything could come through.
Mm-hmm.
Is there something that is in place at the United Way of Wine Country that makes it possible for you to be so quick on response?
We can be very quick and nimble on response for a couple of reasons. One, we can reach out through our website and through our social media. We also have really a massive network of donors who support our work day in and day out. Mm-hmm. And so we can reach out to them, let them know what we're doing, and then update them as things evolve. So we've been very fortunate. We're grateful that our donor community is so generous. We believe that the role that we have is to build trusted relationships that build community. And I think our donor community demonstrates that they're in this game, in this fight with us whenever we mobilize like this. Mm-hmm. That to us is really fulfilling our mission of mobilizing the caring power of the community.
Yeah. And it is something that I really admire about United Way.
Thank you.
That you look at sort of systemic, right? That right. there are lots of things that we can do to really help people be able to then help themselves. So right. there's certain things that people just have to have in terms of, you know, shelter and food and things like that. But then there's other things that you can help them with to get them to the next point where they don't need to ask you for help anymore. Right. Then they're on their own. And I think that's amazing.
Yeah, thank you very much. And that's absolutely right. Right now, for the many thousands of people that need economic assistance, because mm-hmm. that's really the bigger issue this time. Over 200,000 people were probably evacuated when you count everybody we know was evacuated and the many people who live here who we don't know are here.
Right.
And the economic impact, more than the loss of homes, is what is going to affect them and, quite honestly, affect our economy.
Right.
And the timing of this could not have been worse. People were already struggling with losing food because of the loss of power.
Right.
And then they were evacuated just at the time that their rent is due. So for us, you know, we're especially concerned about the people who are the most vulnerable, those who don't have a slush fund that can
right.
go out and buy more food
yeah.
or make it possible for them to drive anywhere so that they can find shelter, or stay in a hotel so that they can find shelter. We're especially concerned for our immigrant community, our undocumented community, because I'm hearing now through my colleagues in the legal profession and in the social justice advocacy world, in the immigrant rights world, that some of our undocumented families are returning to their homes and getting eviction notices.
Oh my!
And you know, people are doing that because they know they're not going to fight their eviction. They're afraid. A friend of mine earlier this week, you know, was told, "Stay where you are, evacuated." And you know, let me know, you know, when you're back. He comes back, and initially he's told, no, we don't have a job for you because we have a lack of work. And then he's told, no, we don't have a job for you because you refuse to come to work. So you know, when you hear these stories, when we at United Way hear these stories, we can't help but want to figure out, how are we going to collaborate with the people who are in the most need and with the trusted partners who they will access that support
mm-hmm.
to
yeah.
and through. So that's kind of the role we're playing right now. Day in and day out, our Earn It, Keep It, Save It program, our free tax preparation program. Last year, we helped over 6,000 people secure over $9 million in tax refunds. And quite honestly, that might be only about 3% of the people who live in our region that are eligible for our services.
Right.
Which means we're literally leaving, you know, over $1 billion in tax refunds that these people have earned and are entitled to. You know, so we're mobile. We hope we'll be mobilizing a large core of volunteers to help us with EKS, mm-hmm. Earn It, Keep It, Save It. So that come January through April, we can serve double, triple, quadruple the number of people
yeah.
and get more of those tax refunds into the hands of those folks. That program is, frankly, a part of the single most effective anti-poverty program in the country. Hmm. Historically, over decades, that's the one.
Yeah, it's amazing. I've yeah. talked with Suzanne about this year after year, and she's so passionate about it.
Yeah.
And I catch on to that passion when she talks about it, too, because it's so vitally important. The kind of money that people who qualify for this program and can come in and find out, you know, oh, I'm eligible for this. I had no idea for these kinds of tax yeah. returns. And to get thousands of dollars
yeah.
back on your return can be life-changing.
Absolutely.
It can help you put a down payment on a car. It could help yeah. you go back to school. It could help you do a million different mm-hmm. kinds of things, or help you have that emergency fund.
Yeah.
You know, that so many people who are living closer to poverty just don't have.
Right.
And maybe even not even living that close to poverty. We live in an expensive place.
Yeah.
So having that kind of security, financial security, is one of those pillars, right?
Absolutely.
That the United United Way works on, having education and financial security. All these things are really important.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's an amazing program. How can people, I know we're a little bit off topic, but I do, this program is so good, the Earn It, Keep It, Save It. Are you looking for volunteers now?
We are. We're looking for volunteers right now. Now is the time. So you can reach Suzanne Harris, our program officer for financial stability, at 707-528-4485.
Can you give that number one more time?
Yeah, absolutely. Yep, sure. 707-528-4485. Mm-hmm. You can also reach Suzanne through her email address at UnitedWaySuzanne.Harris@UnitedWayWineCountry.org. Mm-hmm.
There's a link on your website, too.
Yeah, use the link on the website. Go to www.UnitedWayWineCountry.org to read about Earn It, Keep It, Save It and our financial stability programming. There's one program that we don't get to talk about very much. It's called FamilyWise.
Oh.
So the FamilyWise prescription discount card makes it possible for anybody, and I mean anybody, no matter what your income is, no matter what your legal status is, no matter what your insurance coverage might be, to use this card to purchase prescriptions that are not covered by your insurance company, or if you don't have insurance, to help you access those resources. And the United Way website has information about FamilyWise. You can also simply download the app through the App Store or through Google Play.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say you need a prescription for, I don't know, blood pressure medication.
Sure.
You don't have insurance. You put in the app the name of the prescription, and it will bring up the location of pharmacies near you and the price of that prescription. You go, you present the card, and the card is, you'll get a 47% discount.
Really?
As much as a 47% discount
on
the prescription when you get it. One of our staff who is fully insured, works with us full time, she is fully insured, needed a prescription for a medication for eye drops.
Mm-hmm.
And she compared getting that prescription through the insurance company or our insurance company, or with the FamilyWise card. And it was less expensive for her to get it with the FamilyWise card.
Wow, that's crazy.
So so get the app. Mm-hmm. You can get a download of the card through our website.
Okay.
Or we can
send you one.
We can send you a FamilyWise discount card. And for all of our small businesses out there, this for us is a really important offering that we can make to them for their employees, mm-hmm. as well as mm-hmm. the free tax preparation. If you're earning under $60,000, you qualify for our free tax preparation program. No matter who you are, you qualify for a FamilyWise card.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah.
So many wonderful resources. You also help out with education, with Schools of Hope.
Yes.
Tell us briefly about that program.
So our Schools of Hope program just celebrated its 10th anniversary. We have provided a matchup of tutors and students in first through third grade who were not reading proficient for grade level,
mm-hmm.
Over 2,000 students over the last 10 years. And what we find with evaluation after evaluation is the children who are paired with a mentor tutor, to gain confidence, gain skills, reading, are consistently reading at a higher proficiency level than their peers who don't receive that support.
Wow.
By the end of the period.
Mm-hmm.
And here in Sonoma County, you know, one in two students struggles to read at grade level, and 8 in 10 English language learning students are struggling to read at grade level. So the only thing that holds United Way back from serving more students is, again, our volunteer corps. We always need more volunteers.
Yeah.
And this is true not only in Sonoma County, but actually in our whole five-county region. The trends in Sonoma County for reading proficiency challenges, particularly among students from low-income backgrounds mm-hmm. whose families are working and struggling to stay afloat, they're the ones who need our extra support. And that is a life-changing pairing, not just for the children, but for those volunteers as well.
Yes, for sure. You really, I don't know, I think it's soul satisfying to help people like
agreed.
That. Yeah. So if you have the time to be a volunteer for either of these programs or for anything else that the United Way does, please head to the website, which is unitedwaywinecountry.org. We just have a few more minutes.
Sure.
How are you transitioning? Because I know that you're going to be going here from a bit of an emergency need situation mm-hmm. with these grants to sort of passing things on to the Community Foundation Resilience Fund.
So here's what kind of what I think of as the niche that we're in, United Way of the Wine Country. Our role should be to work with trusted partners, trusted agencies that are working on understanding and filling the immediate needs of our community. And as I said earlier, the immediate needs of our community are largely economic in nature. Last night, during a conversation with Barbie Robinson, the director of the Sonoma County Department of Health Services, she said that there are about 5,200 people who've applied for economic assistance through Corazon Healdsburg, for example, and the average need is $500. Mm-hmm. So the role that I feel like we have is to try to draw down and leverage those immediate relief dollars and get them to the agency partners that are doing that work. So, you know, for us, we're already supporting Corazon Healdsburg. We're in a collaboration with Community Action Partnership mm-hmm. and Rock Sonoma County. And I foresee us looking at supporting UndocuFund and trying to get resources to UndocuFund as well. That's the role that I think we're playing. We're doing advocacy with Bay Area foundations to encourage them to make some investments here, and particularly mm-hmm. in that space. And then for donors and foundations and corporations that are interested in long-term recovery solutions, we direct them to the Community Foundation because right. that's their niche mm-hmm. and that's what they're laser focused on.
Yeah.
And they're doing great work.
Well, thank you so much. It's been a lot of hard work. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
And it's hopefully going to help our community bounce back after
thank
this.
Thank you. I just want to say it really is a privilege to do this work.
We appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Lisa Carreño, she is the president CEO of United Way of the Wine Country. If you are interested in volunteering, making donations, if you need assistance yourself, you can go to unitedwaywinecountry.org.
Or call 211.
Or call 211.
Even better, call 211.
Yes, you can. This is Sonoma County Focus.